MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, July 18, 2025. North Shore communities go to court for strike relief, and a group wants to ban masks on ICE agents in Massachusetts. Sunny, windy, near 80, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:58 p.m. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos writes, Gloucester and five other communities have filed a complaint against Republic Services, seeking relief from public health issues as the company fails to collect trash amid the ongoing Teamsters Local 25 strike. Joining Gloucester in filing the joint motion in Salem Superior Court on Thursday morning were Peabody, Danvers, Beverly, Malden, and Canton. The preliminary injunction requests that a judge order Republic to immediately collect all trash and recycling within these municipalities and provide all contracted services, putting a stop to stinking, piled-up trash blocking sidewalks and attracting rodents. Christian Wade, the State House reporter, reports that a group of Democratic state lawmakers has filed a bill that would prohibit federal authorities from wearing masks or concealing their identities during immigration raids in the state. The proposal, filed by State Representative Jim Hawkins, would prohibit the use of masks or personal disguises by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and other authorities during civil immigration enforcement, and require the officers to wear identification. The bill sets a misdemeanor charge for violating the law. Backers of the plan say it would ensure accountability in law enforcement by requiring federal immigration agents operating in the state do so in visible uniforms with name badges and agency-identifying apparel. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Newburyport Daily News reporter Lisa Rinaldi is writing, in Amesbury, the group that gathered at Pow Wow Villa on Wednesday came to celebrate the long-awaited awarding of a $4.3 million grant and to tour a partially renovated unit in the elderly disabled housing complex. The grant, awarded to the Amesbury Housing Authority by the state's Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities, marks the culmination of a process that began in 2019. That year, the state approved a plan to renovate 30 of Pow Wow Villa's 61-bedroom units. The COVID-19 pandemic derailed the project, putting funding and construction on hold until recently. With a budget double what was originally projected due to cost increases across the board, the renovation has finally been greenlighted. And itemlive.com is reporting the Massachusetts State Police and the American Red Cross are holding a blood drive in honor of Lieutenant Donald Bossy, a state police trooper hit by a vehicle in Revere and nearly killed on August 8. Bossy was severely injured in a hit-and-run with a stolen motorcycle in Revere on June 23 after being sent flying 40 feet down the street. The motorcyclist fled the scene. Bossy came out with facial injuries, head lacerations, and a pelvic break, which required surgery at the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. The blood drive will be held on August 8 from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., at the Boston Marriott Peabody in the Centennial Ballroom. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Blackburn Challenge rowing event takes place this weekend. The event is run by the Cape Ann Rowing Club and is named in honor of Howard Blackburn, a 19th century Gloucester fisherman. There are various boat classes, and the 20-mile course off Cape Ann will start behind Gloucester High School tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Saugus High School has named Julie Champigny as the new field hockey coach, taking over from Barbara Guarte. Champigny played for Endicott College and has been the Saugus JV coach for the past two seasons. And the All-Star break for the Red Sox ends today. This afternoon, they'll open a weekend series in Chicago against the Cubs. Game time is 2:20 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.